Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We still don't know what will happen to Initiative 77 in D.C. Last month, voters approved it, aimed at increasing wages for tipped workers. But now, House Republicans are joining D.C. lawmakers in their push to overturn it. But on the issue of tipping, how do you feel? We're talking about it tonight with etiquette expert Barbara Holt-Streeter, founder and CEO of Mrs. PR Protocol, Chef Eric Marshall, personal chef for the cast of the hit show Empire, and Lauren Poteet, a member of the millennial generation and Washington correspondent for the National Newspaper Publishers Association. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Thanks for joining me, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem.
Barbara, hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, Harold. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Barbara. I want to start with you. Assuming that the service in the restaurant that I'm sitting in is good, what is an equally good or appropriate tip?
Well, thank you for that question, and thank you for having me. I would share with you that the least in terms of the tip should be 15%. And then that's an adequate service. 20% is very good, but no less than that, because you do want to be able to share your appreciation and your gratitude of service that the wait staff has provided you.
Why 15%? I've heard that now it's 18%. Some would even suggest 20%.
Right. That's why I said 15% is on the low end. That's just sort of average, the adequate service. I typically tip 20 to 25%. And I do that and I share the reasons why when I'm tipping with the wait staff. I like to have conversation. I like to know the person's background and share with them why I gave them a tip. Just recently, I went to a restaurant, and the service was horrible. The waiter left us, terrible, very reputable restaurant. But the gentleman next to our table, who was a waiter, came and checked on us. We tipped him. We gave him $20 just because he remembered us, and he checked on us. And that made me think, I'll come back to that restaurant and ask for that particular person. So it does make a difference, but again, 15 is the lowest. The average now is 20 up to 25%.
Okay, Lauren, so what's your view on tipping when you go out? You look like a fine dining lady.
I think tipping is very important,
okay,
especially since servers don't usually get paid as much as your everyday workers, blue-collar worker, middle class, upper middle class. So I'm very much pro-tipping. And, of course, the better the service slash the food, the more I will tip.
Fortune magazine suggests that millennials are less likely to want to tip as much as those of older generations. And, indeed, they would prefer to have a service charge applied to their meal, for example. Are your peers not tipping?
Yes, my peers are not tipping.
Really?
Yes.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know, but this is a true scenario. One time we were at the Cheesecake Factory, and it was a group of, I want to say, six of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite certain if gratuity was attached, but the service was so good, especially with all of the commotion that was happening. So we're still in school at this time, so we didn't have a lot of extra money, but we all agreed to give at least minimum $5 so that this person could walk home with at least a $30 tip because of the service. And so everyone was in agreement. And then I happened to see my friend slip, and she had tipped the server like $4.75. And I'm like, you couldn't give that $5 that quarter. And she was like, nah, she needed that. And it's like, okay.
You gave her the side eye.
Yeah.
So is it because they are making less money, or is it about an attitude thing?
I think it's an attitude thing. I think it's agreed. You know, it's like all about me, and there's no sense of empathy. I'm a millennial, but I hate millennials.
Wow, there you go. Okay, so Eric, you're as an executive chef, you're in the kitchen. So you don't get tips usually, I would imagine. But what's the rule of thumb for waiters, waitresses, and other servers in a restaurant for you? What do you think is a good tip?
I think 18% and up is a good tip. And a lot of people don't do it because they don't know everything that happened in the background, what the servers do. They're running around to multiple tables and they're still trying to be nice to everyone, hopefully they're trying to be nice to everyone. I've had service where I had some bad waiters or waitresses. So that determines your tip too, a whole lot. Cause I don't want to give anybody my money that's like, oh, here's your water, plow, mm-hmm. throw it down or whatever.
Right, exactly.
But, in the back, they get paid regular hourly or, a salary. So it doesn't matter in the kitchen what's happening, but I was in charge of the serving area as well. So they're like, oh my God, these people are not tipping me. And I feel bad for them because they're not being tipped. People are ordering all this food, having a great old time, and then getting like great service. And then you get like $4 or $3.
Wow.
And I work at a lot of upscale spots. So it's like, okay, you're getting dressed in the morning. You're trying to look good. Everyone's like dressed down, looking nice, giving great service, but the tips are not there.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about tipping, to tip or not to tip, and how much. We're talking about it. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. James calling from Stafford, Virginia. What's on your mind, James?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
My opinion on tipping is I kind of agree with what Eric was saying, how it all depends on the waiter or the server. So you may get a waiter that's asking you on your table, from the drink, how's everything?
James, I'm sorry. I'm going to have you call back because you're breaking up probably out there in those mountains out there in Stafford. Please give us a call back and I will take your call. I promise. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Donald calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Donald. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I'm actually a server.
Okay.
And so how I feel about tip, and of course I think people should tip, especially if they're provided with excellent service.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people tip me their words, and that's not really helping me and my family. You know, hey, Donald, you did an excellent job. We appreciate your service. But that's really not why I come to work. While that's appreciated, at the end of the day, I'm there to get those tips.
Right.
So I get very frustrated at work when I'm serving and I'm providing excellent service. And, the customers are talking to my management team about, what an excellent job I'm doing, but they're not, paying it forward. So I think that it has a lot to do with people not being educated or people not having the opportunity to work in the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm.
I personally feel like it should be like a course that's taught.
Well, you make an excellent point right there, Donald, and which brings me to, and thank you so much for calling, which brings me back to Barbara. So Barbara, we're obviously not just talking about restaurants because it just seems that these days everyone is asking for a tip. I've seen your hair. It's always on point. I suspect that you don't do it yourself. And
that is so true.
Right. Exactly. And so you spend a lot of money on your do.
I do. I have a great hairstylist.
So how much do you tip your hairstylist when you're already, I'm sure, dropping nearly $100 on your do?
Well, shout out to my wonderful hairstylist, Angelica.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I tip her well, and I do tip anywhere from $10, $20, $30 that I tip her.
How much is the hairstyle?
It varies. So I may get a crochet braid that may be $130, and I may tip her $30. I may tip her $40. But I'll tell you why. I've been going to her for 2 years, and she's consistent. And if I need to see her on a Monday where typically hairstylists are off, she comes in for me.
So
if I'm running late because I have a lot of projects, she's there for me. So I tip because of the relationship, and I know I get great amazing service with her.
So here's my question for you. Okay, $20 or $30 for a $100 hairstyle. Beautiful, but I'd be broke.
But that's not every week, though, Harold. I'm not paying that every week.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know, I have a natural hairstyle, but if I'm wearing a some people may call their protection and crochet braids, I may not go back for like 6 weeks, but then I, you know, wear it out and so forth. So, but when it's out, I'm there every week, and I do tip her every week.
Do you think that if you are going to a carryout and there's a tip jar at the cash register, should you tip?
That is so funny. Today I was at Wilson Soul Food in Capitol Heights, and he has a square to purchase. And I paid, and it gave me an option to tip. And I said, well, I've never seen this before. You know, you see the tip jars. And I asked the young lady, I said, who will receive this tip? Will you receive it? Will the restaurant? And she said, the restaurant, and we share. And I did add to the tip because she gave me great service, and so did Stephen Wilson. So I did add to the tip.
Okay.
I'm a tipper. I love to tip. I love to show gratitude when there's great service. And I think it's important to do that.
What do you think about that, Lauren? Because to me, okay, you call for the General Tso's chicken. You drive yourself. You walk in. You stand there. And you get a smile. And you get good service. But there's a tip jar when all they do is just put it on the table, on the counter, and you get it.
Oh, you don't have to convince me. I'm with you. I might sound like a hypocrite because I was just talking about how important it is to tip. But I feel like for stuff like that, I'm not tipping you. Like, because like you said, I've seen too many people take that tip money and kind of put it in their pocket. Like, this isn't going to the well-being of the worker. Plus, you're not getting paid the same way a server's getting paid. You're getting paid your standard hourly wage. I don't really tip in those jars.
Okay, let me go back to the phone. Go ahead.
I might put like some loose change in there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put in my pocket,
right.
But yeah.
I don't know. I'm on the fence about that.
And even loose change?
No, like I said, I'm the one who spent my gas money and my cell phone to put in the call.
That's
right. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tanya calling from Silver Spring. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
I just wanted to call as an advocate for millennials. I heard you all mention some kind of study about millennials not long ago. I'm a mother of a 12-year-old. And I just want to say, you know, not all millennial studies should be negative. You know, there's a lot to say about the good that this generation does. And I've exposed my son to a lot of things, you know, behaviors that he can grow up and develop into a young man. And I've exposed him to different restaurants and how to tip, you know. I've exposed him to that. But I think it's up to the parents to do that so that this next generation can carry on some of the same traditions.
Your son is 12. He's not a millennial, though, right? He's classified as generation.
Yeah. Are you a millennial, Tanya?
He was born 2005. No, I'm a product of a baby boomer.
Okay, well, yeah, because I think he's not there yet.
I thought a millennial was any child born after 2000.
No. The age group is 18 through 34. I think your son is like a next gen Z or Generation Z.
Yeah.
Or Z squared.
Okay.
There you go.
Tanya, to you. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Tanya, thank you so much for your phone call. I need to take a break, but we're going to continue this conversation. So please give us a call. We're still taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Barbara Holtstreeter, thank you so very much. I'll keep that in mind next time I have a barbecue. I'll invite you because I want a tip. thank you so much. We're going to talk to Larry in Charles County in just a bit, so please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM. Channel 141, I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, to tip or not to tip, and how much? My guests are Chef Eric Marshall, personal chef of the cast of the hit show Empire. He's also an executive chef. And Lauren Poteet, member of the Millennial Generation and Washington correspondent for the National Newspaper Publishers Association. Lines are open at 202-319-0, 202-319-7810. Larry calling from Charles County. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind?
Yes, I have a comment and a question.
Go right ahead.
First time caller, first of all.
Sure. Thank you.
Good day, everyone. My mom was a waitress all her life. The comment is, when she worked for a place called Morrison down south, when they stopped tipping or telling people to tip, we went from paying for our lunch in school to free lunch because she lost that tip revenue. So tipping is paramount. People, please tip your waiters.
Okay.
My question is this. Who is penalized when your food is good but your service are your waitresses, our waiter is horrible, or vice versa?
That's an excellent question. Eric, your thoughts about that?
So who's penalized when the food is good and the service is bad?
Or vice versa.
The restaurant still is, because people still put in the reviews and saying, hey, this is great food, horrible service. People don't want to go to a place where there's horrible service. Like, if I go, it's like, okay, the food is great, but if I get someone that's throwing stuff at me or acting bad or whatever, I don't want to go there. But and it's hit or miss, but I think it's the restaurant altogether, because everyone's a foodie and everyone's going to go online and say something about the restaurant or the food.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call, Larry. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lisa calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling, Lisa. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I'm a tipper because it's proper protocol, and I typically tip anywhere between 15% and 20%. But my question is, why aren't restaurants required to pay just the minimum wage, just like any other industry that you have servers or any other worker? Why is it on the customer to pay the tip?
I think I have a answer for that. I think if the servers were being paid minimum wage, that's a lot more money coming out for the restaurant. That means everything's going to go up. Probably even the prices of the food is going to go up, because servers, they make way less than minimum wage, and bartenders, if we're going to go into that. So they depend on that tip to live, to maintain or whatever they want to do. But if it's all added and included, that means the price of the food and everything else is going to go up. It's going to be the more cost put onto the restaurant.
And Lisa, that is one of the arguments from the business community, restaurant community, regarding Initiative 77 that the voters passed. But now the D.C. Council, as well as members of the House, GOP specifically, are considering overturning, because even though they were talking about a minimum amount, a minimum wage, so to speak, that restaurant owners were saying that it could, in some cases, put them out of business. So I think that you do raise a serious and an important question. But thank you so much for your phone call. Let's go to Cheryl calling from College Park. Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, the caller just before me touched base on one of the issues that I had about, she said she tipped, and I do when I can, but she also asked, well, you know, why are we tipping? Why don't the servers make minimum wage, earn minimum wage? And my one question I have is, how much typically do they earn without tips?
Just a rough estimate, just like $3.60 an hour or something like that.
Okay, well, then I can see in that case why you're tipping. Now, to the...
And $5 an hour in D.C., but go right ahead.
Oh, it's $5 in D.C.?
Yeah, go right ahead, Cheryl.
Okay, then in that case, you know, I can see, and I usually do tip in a case like that. Now, back to the call, not the caller, but I think someone you have on air who tips her hairdresser, her hairstylist, between, I think she said...
$20 and $30.
Whatever. I'm just trying to figure out something. My hairstylists make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time, and I do tip her sometime, but I'll be honest with you, I'm only tipping because it seems to be the, you know, quote-unquote thing to do. But, and actually, I feel sometimes really uncomfortable about doing it because by the time I pay for $130 to $200 hairdo, and then get the supplies that you're buying, that they're making money off of, then give her $40, $50. I don't understand. Are you paying her to do a job? So why are you tipping her?
That's an interesting point. What do you think about that, Lauren? Speaking for the ladies in the room now.
I agree with that 50-50. I think that sometimes it seems a little bit egregious to tip you on top of paying you however much I just paid you because you overcharged me. Because that's right. Just the climate of the industry. But then in some regard, I do feel like, you know, if you did a really, really fantastic job and you were very courteous and just kind of went above and beyond and made me feel like the money I spent was worth it, then I'll still tip you. But that 20 to 30, I mean, that's great if you've got it. I'm not doing that.
And I think...
Same thing for barbers, too.
Yeah. And I think to that point, are you tipping because they were polite, because you got a smile, because they did your job? Do you have to pay extra to be treated well? Or, yeah, yeah. And then you got to tip the shampoo girl.
Right. And not only that, when you go get pedicures and manicures and eyebrows, I went to have all that done one time. And I had one person doing the eyebrows, one person doing the manicure, and one person. And I'm like, I wonder if they just do that for the tip. You know, I can't afford to tip three different people.
Yeah.
And what you going to give them? $1 a piece?
Well, I think you raise a very interesting point, Cheryl. So it sounds like it's cheaper to be crusty. I don't know. But thank you.
Thank you. Do it yourself.
Yeah, you got to do it yourself. Thank you so much, Cheryl. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Marguerite. Marguerite calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Marguerite. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you for taking my call, but I'm
sure.
Still chuckling about going crusty.
Cheap and crusty. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Cheryl kind of touched on the things that I wanted to talk about. And for me, it's like tipping, I can remember, was a part of an acknowledgement of great service.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like if you don't tip, then the person waiting on you is working for free. And so it feels almost like a responsibility. And so I'm sort of betwixt and between with, you know, maybe it's the amount of tip that I will do. I try to keep it in the range from, you know, maybe 12% to 20%, you know, and sort of make my tip say something about the type of service. But I feel obligated in a way to tip because, you know, I know these young people and even older people are out there doing the job the best that they can in a lot of cases, and they want to get compensated, and I feel that they should be. But I'm feeling like it's gotten sort of out of hand.
Interesting. And thank you so much for your phone call. I do want to talk just a little bit about, you know, the history, in that it actually started during the late Middle Ages. No one here remembers that. But it was given as an expression of goodwill to servants, which is interesting based on what Marguerite was saying. It's like they were working for free. Well, indeed, they were servants and they certainly were. But I think also as history, went on, you know, particularly as we start talking about, you know, the 19th century, particularly as it relates to African Americans, we know that they were not making a great deal. And so those habits did kind of bleed over into those that were in service professions back then. Ironically, my daughter is working at a high-end restaurant in Baltimore, but she's a hostess because she's not old enough to touch the liquor. I will say that she is not only getting a really nice wage pop, much more than minimum, but she comes home with some nice tips. But I asked her today, I said, how do you get a tip if you're just a hostess? And she says, they pool everything.
Some restaurants do that.
And which I thought it was interesting. If you tip your waiter at her restaurant, that waiter doesn't get that 20%. That whatever it happens to be, mm-hmm. it's pooled together in a big pile. Bartenders, servers, waiters, because they have servers there and waiters, and the hostesses, and then they divide it up. So it's divided up equally.
And sometimes that's fair and sometimes not.
Yes, I would say.
There could be slackers that's not doing, like the waiters or waitresses that we have or servers that not doing their job. They still get an equal amount as everybody else do. So it's like, okay, should I put forth my full effort or should I? Because everyone's going to get the same tip anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like a double-edged sword with that.
Let me go back to the phone lines. Kathy calling from Baltimore. Kathy, thanks for calling.
Hi, Harold.
Hey.
Good evening, everyone.
Go right ahead.
Well, you just stole my thunder.
Uh-oh.
Because I was going to begin by saying I tip when the tip is earned, hence the definition of a tip. If the service is good, I'm going to tip well. If I don't feel the service was good or great or exceptional, I'm not going to tip, or I may tip accordingly. It may be, you know, significantly reduced. The amount that I generally tip is at least 20%, because I agree with the callers before me. You know, it's their living wage. And also, I tip well because I want to encourage the server to continue to deliver that kind of service, not just to me, but others who will come after me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do tip, because I believe I read about it or I heard it on a talk show or the internet, but when I do tip, Harold, I tip the individual. I used to put it on my credit card, but when I heard that tip then becomes divided amongst essentially all of the others in the establishment, servers, I stopped doing that. Because some people give excellent service, and I think I heard someone say it earlier, and some workers are slackers.
But here's the deal. If you still give the waiter or waitress $20, there's no guarantee that waiter or waitress will not eventually put that $20 in the pot instead of keeping it for him or herself.
That's exactly right. But you know what? I go by what I know. And
okay.
I know that I'm giving it to the waiter. I totally agree with you.
You can ask
I know
them too,
that
though.
I'm giving it to the waiter. To do it the other way, I don't know what happens.
What are you saying, Eric?
You can ask the server where it goes to, if it's in a pool or if it's to them directly. So you can figure it out.
Okay. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it. So, Lauren, what circumstances would you not tip?
If the waiter, well, I always give at least a dollar, even when they're really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like me giving a dollar is a bigger diss than giving zero, because
mm-hmm.
it's like, I'm showing you your worth as a dollar. But to answer your question directly, if they're just excessively, just like outrageously rude and you clearly don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm. Something to think about. I've got a couple of other things I want you to think about as I move to this break. And the first thing, and I'll start with Lauren on the other side, what's going on with black people stereotypically not tipping? Is that true or false? We'll talk about that on the other side. And here's something that I want to ask you, Eric, on the other side. Even how do you show your distaste for a waiter with a tip? I've got a story for you, and I'll find out what you have to say about that as well. We'll be back in just a moment. Tip or not to tip, and how much? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're asking to tip or not to tip and how much. My guests are Chef Eric Marshall and Lauren Poteet, a member of the millennial generation. So, black folks and tipping, true or false? Lauren, do you believe that they are less likely to tip or more likely to tip less than perhaps their white counterparts?
I think if they tip less than their white counterparts, it's only because their white counterparts have more money. I used to be a waitress, but I was a waitress for Chili's, and I found that, not to like be racial, but
of course not.
The worst tippers were foreigners, particularly those from Southeast Asia.
Really?
Yes.
Really? You agree with that?
I do.
What is that, a cultural thing? Do you know what?
I feel like everybody's tight with their money, but I feel like they're particularly tight with their money. And you have to probably give exceptional service. Maybe not even exceptional service. I think they're just tight with their money regardless, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in the restaurant.
Or maybe perhaps. And when you say poor tippers, Lauren, what's your idea of a poor tip?
No tip.
None.
No
just
tip.
None whatsoever.
Just none.
So how does a server, a waiter or a waitress address that? You can't obviously say anything.
Cry and run to the bathroom?
Cry and run
to-
See, one of the things is, too, you really don't know almost until it's over, because you're not supposed to pick up the check until the table's cleared. Mm-hmm. Because after you give them, they sign it or whatever money you're supposed to get back to them, you leave the envelope or the pocket there. So you don't know what you get really until they leave and you clean the table.
Mm. Wow. I can't imagine that. How would you suggest, or what has been your experience, I should say, Eric, when a customer has expressed their displeasure during tipping, other than the obvious where there's no tip?
You mean like things like, oh, I don't like the food, or they just don't leave anything?
Yeah. I mean, how would you suggest that a customer express through tipping that they're not happy with the service or their visit at the restaurant?
One of the things is, I feel like it's up to you how far it goes, because you can always say, hey, can I speak to a manager, or I don't feel like you're getting the right service? Because you can stop it or nip it in the bud of like, okay, are you having a bad day? Sometime you might want to talk to your server sometime, like, hey, what's going on? Are you feeling all right? They're like, I'm all right. It's like, okay, well, can I speak to your manager, or can I get another server to help me? Because they can replace that server.
Hmm. Interesting. When I was growing up, a friend of my parents had a really unique way of expressing their displeasure with, and I've seen him actually do it. We were at a restaurant and he gave the full, back then it was a 15% tip. We're talking pre-internet days. But what he would do is he would put the tip inside a glass of water.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're talking about, let's say back then, a $15 tip, a $10 and a $5 bill, but he would put it in the glass of ice water. Okay. And, or if he was really, really upset, he would put, the tip, he would ask for change, and he would put the change in the water. But he would not stay to see what the reaction was.
You know, some of them probably didn't care. They're like, well, I got my money anyway.
Right, exactly.
Try it off.
Yeah. So, you know, something to think about. I don't know. I wouldn't.
In the water.
Yeah, these days, I don't know. Waiter may come and chase you into the parking lot if you get something like that. I'm not quite sure. Let's see what Debbie has to say. Debbie calling from D.C. Hey, Debbie. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
So I think I'm an over-generous tipper, like with the lawn services. For example, the eyebrow person, the fee is $8 and I tip from $5.
Mm-hmm.
And for like a bikini wax, it's $45 and I usually give between $15 and $20.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And that's probably too much, but I feel like it's such a...
That's a gentle area.
Anyone who want to do their job, you got to kind of feel bad for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go and get that money. She's right.
Really? I'm just...
Can you pay for her?
I can't relate.
Or unfresh. And you have to,
Mm.
Wow. I guess it depends on the service and the tip.
Yeah, that's, yeah. But okay. And well, thank you, Debbie. Thank you for that. Now, here's the other thing. Do you tip your garbage man? Do you tip the mailman, or other perhaps government workers that are providing a service like that? Do you consider that a tip?
So when I remember, which is like almost never, they have like special days, like for your mail person or your garbage man, and if you like a box of chocolates or something, you know, a kind of little note. I wouldn't actually give them physical money, but maybe a card, box of chocolates on their special mm-hmm. day.
What, National Mail Person's
yeah,
Day?
Yes.
Like that. See, that's definitely a millennial thing, because it was just, you just got to thank the, you know, you just thank the mailman.
Thank you.
And my mom used to do, my mother used to give the garbage man a little piece of change, as she would say. But is that a tip or is that a gift?
That's a gift.
That's more of a gift. And nowadays, you know, you don't see your garbage men, especially if you're living in apartments or anything like that. You don't see them nowadays, or your mail people. I know my mail people because I'm sometimes waiting for my mail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for deliveries, but I don't think people tip those.
Yeah, maybe not. Now, what about your Uber driver? There was a time before Uber when you had a taxi, when you were in a taxi and you paid the taxi driver afterwards, but you also gave him or her a tip. Now there's Uber, and while it gives you the option to tip, do you Uber?
I Uber a lot.
You Uber a lot. Do you tip them?
Hardly ever.
Why not?
They're usually crazy, like ex-cons or something.
No, hold on now, because I'm going to get you out of trouble, right? So our returning citizens are hardworking people.
Right.
Okay, so let's behave ourselves. And the reality is that if they are no longer serving their sentence and they are working, then they're just like everybody else. So now I'll ask you again. Why do you not tip Uber folks?
Sometimes, well, a lot of times the service is questionable. We'll say like that.
Really?
Yes.
Your thoughts about tipping taxi drivers, Ubers, and the like?
Well,
Lyft and
I've had some Uber or Lyft drivers. They decked it out. It's like, well, what music you want to listen to? You got some water. You got some of this in the back. And I get there safe and alive. So I'm like, sometimes I do tip them. Sometimes I don't. It depends on the service, too. Now, I got in an Uber before where I felt like there was a gym session in there. So I had to keep the window down the whole time, and I couldn't wait. You didn't get no tip for that, homie. And you didn't get no 5 stars.
Mm-hmm. Now here's another old school reference, and this is something, you know, for those, and this is back to the restaurant piece. And I had this conversation with my daughter, because she took a reservation over the phone at her restaurant. And she said that the person who made the reservation, and this wasn't open table, this wasn't online, it was over the phone. And they asked for a nice romantic corner. When they arrived and she gave them what they asked for, after seating them, she said the man came up and thanked her and then gave her a $20 handshake. She had never received a direct tip because, again, she is a hostess. I was explaining to her that is tipping the maitre d'. She didn't even know what a maitre d' was.
Right.
You know, that's another education piece. But do you still have maitre d's? Do they still tip maitre d's? Is the job of a maitre d' in a restaurant the same as it was years ago, where they give you special things if you ask for them? And do you think a maitre d' should be tipped?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should. And there's still some. I haven't been to a lot of restaurants where if I encountered them. But, yeah, it's like they have a special job. It's like, okay, I'm here looking fresh. I'm good.
And you're managing the floor
well,
and
exactly.
all of that. Yeah.
And especially if she got the phone call. A lot of people do everything online now. And then that person specifically got what they asked for. So they were very appreciative. Like, oh, I got the corner, a little sexy spot. Boom. how you doing? Here's a handshake. Here's a 20.
Yeah.
Take this dub.
Yeah. I've got a few minutes left, but, and I'll start with Lauren. Your final thoughts on this whole tipping business, because you're looking at it now as a, not only as a consumer, but as a former waitress. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, if you have it, give it. If you don't have it, things happen. But then if you don't have it, why are you eating out? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
Yeah. A lot of millennials, they eat out more. A lot of people don't cook, which you can't hire me because I'm a chef. But a lot of them don't cook, so they go out to eat. So they probably save some of their money just to go eat and don't have enough to tip. But if learn how to cook, do yeah. something though. Don't stiff your waitress or the waiter, because that's how they make their money. Some of them, that's how they're going to get home at night. You don't know what they have in their pocket. It's like, all right, I got this $20. Let me put it in the gas tank. Boom.
Mm-hmm. That makes it now makes sense. Now you do private events as well. So someone could hire you for a party.
Party, cooking lessons.
Cooking lessons.
Yeah.
So if you are in one of those Prince George's County McMansions and you are cooking or doing some kind of an event for an intimate crowd of, say, three or four couples, mm-hmm. do you expect a tip?
I do not.
Okay. Because you, and why is that?
Because I charge accordingly.
so you put your tip in ahead of time.
It's almost like a tip, but it's not just coming there to give the food. There's a bunch of prepping involved. I have to go shopping, do all this. There's a lot of work in the background, even in the restaurants that people don't see. People think they just come in and just eat, but you're there like 5-6 hours before prepping everything. And then when I do give them great service and deliver everything and I tell like a little story, they actually tip me afterwards.
Interesting.
And I never asked for a tip.
Well, there you go. Good service and good rewards. I want to thank both of you, Chef Eric Marshall and Lauren Poteet. Thank you so much for talking to us. Also, I want to thank Barbara Holt-Streeter for being part of this conversation earlier. That is The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Thursday, July 12th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Bon appetit. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.